So usually we get together before Pesach because people have want things to say before Pesach, but no one really gets together before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot to have what to say to the kids and grandkids or to the spouses or to the parents, whoever they're with, which is chaval. There's so much to say for these Yom and Aram as well. So I figured we'll get together and go through some nice ideas that I came across and hopefully have a chance to share it with your family. So let's start with number one, which says Amunas Itecha, of Moshe Wolfson, in the top right there. He's talking about how it's interesting that the Shlosh Regalim is a mitzvah of a Lila Regal, that a person should go to the Beis HaMikdash to go be seen by Hashem, but there is no mitzvah of a Lila Regal when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So look what he writes. HaMikdash hua even shtia shemimenu hu shtas ha'olam, that the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, that place, is where that rock is, that the entire world was created from. V'sham nekudas reishis habriya, that is the center of the creation of the world. Shekadmi lebriyas shar chelke habriya, this was the first thing created. V'akarchach ba ha-mitzo lahavi reishis ha-peiros, you have to bring the bikurim, which are the first fruit, l'makom ha-reishis shu beis ha-migdash. So the first fruit are taken to the first place in the world. I'm going to jump down to the underlines. Gam b'chinas Rosh Hashanah, who also b'chinas ha-migdash bizman, ki hu ha-reishis shel zman. While the Makom Mikdash is the first place, Rosh Hashanah is the first Zman. Rosh Hashanah mispashet b'chinas Beis HaMikdash b'chol ha'olam. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash comes to us. The entire world becomes the Beis HaMikdash. V'akarchach ein ali l'regel b'Rosh Hashanah ki b'shar regalim. There's no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah Beis HaMikdash comes to us. Ki oz b'chinas ha-mikdash ba'ileinu b'mkomos moshvosenu vein tzarech la'alos l'mikdash. We don't need to ascend to Harbais. Harbais comes to us kiviyachol. Lachain, that's why he writes a fascinating thing. Yesh hishtachavos b'tfilas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Ki b'makom ha-mikdash, when you go to the actual base of mikdash, there's a requirement to bow down in the makom ha-mikdash. But when you're not there, you don't have to bow down. But when base of mikdash comes to us, like Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, we bow down because this becomes like a Beis HaMikdash. V'sham na'ala v'nira nishach v'lefanecha. As Eretz Yemei Tshuva, he writes, Heim ha'yamim, these are the days, shalem ne'mar dir shu Hashem b'matzah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found, you can find him easily during Eretz Yemei Tshuva. She'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzoy etzleinu b'chol atar v'atar. He's everywhere, he's every place where we are, Hashem is there as well. And then he quotes a famous line from the Baal Tanya, when it comes to Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechinas Melech Basadeh, Hashem, the king, comes into the field with the regular people. B'Rosh Hashanah, Bechinas HaMelech Barmona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in his palace. However, B'Rosh Hashanah, Mizgales Malchus HaBachol HaOlam HaMalchus HaBachol Meshala. When it comes to Elul, Hashem's hiding like a regular person. But in Rosh Hashanah, he becomes a king and his Malchus becomes apparent. U'b'chol makom hu, Armon HaMelech, the entire world becomes apparent that this is the makom HaMikdash, he's everywhere. And this way, look what he writes, beautiful idea. The minig of the Shliach Tzibur will come to Shacharis, he doesn't say HaMelech from the Amud. Wherever you sit, you're looking around, where's that kind of HaMelech, wherever he is, he says it. Why? To show us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, is everywhere. No matter, you don't have to be in the Amud to find Hashem. You don't need to be in the base of Mikdash to find Hashem. He's everywhere. And he finishes off saying that the Gematria of Rosh Hashanah is the same exact Gematria as base of Mikdash, because the base of Mikdash on Rosh Hashanah is in every single location. So that's the first idea from Emunah Sitech. Turn to the other side of page number two. If you didn't have my Marmokos, I'm sorry, well, I could send them to you afterwards if you're missing any of them. Number two, the Afike Mayim of Moshe Shapiro. If you look in the footnote here, 123. So he has a read of the Gemara, not the most, I guess, Pashit reading of the Gemara, but the Gemara does entertain the possibility that Tkiya Shofar is a Malacha, and you can't do it on Shabbos because it's a Malacha. The Gemara rejects it, it's only a Chachma, but he thinks even Lamaskana, there's an element of a Malacha when it comes to Shofar, which is not so clear from the Gemara, but that's the assumption. It's at least a Havamina, that blowing shofar is a malacha, and maybe even a maskana. So what's the malacha of blowing shofar? What is that malacha? So this is what he's mechadish. The fi darkeinu, that last paragraph in the boxes, near pnimius ha'inin, the depth of the idea is as follows. Le'inin tevilas tamei b'shabbos. A person goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, a person who's tamei, goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, it's called shayach bei tikun mana. You've just fixed something. Kaven shemitar mitumasa. You went from being tamei to tahor. That was called tikun mana. and jumping down a line to the underlines, Hareshili in Tikkun Adam Shaykh in Makabe Patish. When it comes to a person fixing himself, that's called Makabe Patish. It's called Tikkun Mana. He made himself better. Umiata now, the Fidar Kenu, according to our understanding, Shiloi Tachin Yitzirsa Adam Kim Aide Shofar Bilvad. The way a person transforms himself, the Yitzirsa Adam, is through blowing the shofar, which is Mechaber the Chiyas HaElyona, the Tachtonim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu blows in a breath, a neshama, from above to below. Umimela Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev HaKisi Rachmim, he sits on his throne of compassion. V'nisbar Od Shebe'emes Tchias HaMesim Gemurhi, we come to life, we're given a new lease on life every Rosh Hashanah. Kevin Shechiyusa HaYeshana Butler, our old life is behind us, our new life is in front of us. And La'or HaAmor, Hare Shofar Mekayim Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Blowing the shofar is Kivyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu blowing the Neshama inside each one of us. And the idea is, it's a melacha of Tikkun Mana. It's Makabe Patish when it comes to blowing the shofar. That's the chiddush of the Rav Moshe Shapiro. Let's move on to now number three, which is the B'nai Yisaschar. There's a much deeper in there when it comes to Rosh Shabbos takes the place of the shofar, accomplishes the same thing in a much deeper way. So now look at the B'nai Yisaschar, number three, page number three. It's Os Yud Aleph. It's going to require more elaboration, but I'll just give you a tip of the iceberg of this idea. Atziga lefanecha dikduk chadash. He wants to share with us a unique novelty of his. Mashamar Abaye. Abaye says in the Gemara, Bereish Shata, the beginning of the year, v'lo amar b'Rosh Hashanah. He's talking about the simanim we have at the Rosh Hashanah. Rimon, a head of a fish, a head of a goat, whatever you use. But it doesn't say Rosh Hashanah, it says Reish Shata. Now, that's not such a great deal because that's just Aramaic of Rosh Hashanah. The B'nai Saschar is medayik the following. The reason why maybe it said Dafka Reish Shata as opposed to Rosh Hashanah would imply both days would require simanim. Reish Shata means just the beginning of the year, just the first day. So he says, Lahoros to teach us, Dafka b'knisas hashana b'reishisa b'layla rishona. Just the first night requires simanim. Ain sarach l'simin b'layla shaniya, the second, top of left column. You don't need a simin the second night. Why is that? To jump, skip the parentheses. The last four lines, v'nearly a time, the reason is, he doesn't tell us a lot about this, but I'll share with you something. Dine b'layla rishona hi b'chines leya, b'layla shaniya b'chines rachel. Those who learn the Svarma Kadoshim, the two nights correspond to Rachel and Leah, two different types of dinim, but I'm not going to go in that direction. But he says, Rachel was Masra Simanim Lileah. Rachel gave Simanim to Leah. Leah was holding on to the Simanim when it came to Yaakov Avinu. And since the first night's Leah, we only have the Simanim of the Rimon and so on the first night. So without getting into a Kabbalistic idea, just a more Machshava idea, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is considered the Chuppah, the day we get married to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkot is considered the Sheva Brachos. Lushpizen are considered the Panim Chadashos. So what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, the idea might be, it's the Bedekin. When they were covered, it's Yom Kesel Yom Chagenu. There was a Kisoy, there was a cover, there's a veil. Yaakov didn't know who was the Kala. Was it Rachel, was it Leah? So Leah had the Simanim, so she was a Kala at the Bedekin. We check at our weddings, we check who's underneath the veil, who's the Kala, who are we going to marry? That's the Bedekin that prepares us for Yom Kippur, which is the Yom Chasunaso, which then leads to Sheva Brachos of Sukkot. That's, I guess, one taich of what he was talking about. But Lamaisi says the Simanim are just the first night, because that was Leah's night. She held the Simanim. Now, page four, my Yidah Kadosh is in Boca. So I was hoping to find it online to take a picture, but I wasn't able to. I was going to call one of the Carmelites to take a picture in my room. It was in my room, but I didn't. I got one anyways. So it's somewhere here. Do I have one? Here we go. It's supposed to be number four. I don't think I have it in mind. I'll tell you what, I want to read it inside. It's an extra one here. I could borrow, sorry. I'll give it to you after. It's a beautiful piece. And it's Mamash. I'm learning the Yidah Kadosh with the yeshiva down in Boca. I chose that just for whatever reason, and happens to be he has a beautiful piece on Shemitah's Kesafim. He doesn't have a lot on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but one piece is about Shemitah's Kesafim, which of course is this year. So look at this page here. It was at the end. It looks like this. It says Toras HaYehudi HaKadosh. I'm sorry about the lack of organization here. I was flying today, so I'm a little all over the place. Fine. Says Toras HaYehudi HaKadosh. You see, you have that one. No. Okay. It looks like I'll give it to you afterwards. Rebbe Omer, the top right. Rebbe says in the Gemara that Al Kol Averus Shebatorah, Bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. Whether you did tshuva or not, your Yom Kippur will be mechaper. So, look what he writes. Mikoach psak dino sherebi, his psak din that we're all going to get kabar no matter what you've done. Nishave b'shemayim kitra gadol al Yisrael, that became a big attack against us. The b'chol yom ha-kippurim toin hasama mavis, the yetzar, the satan attacks us and says to Hashem, hayitochin, sheyasu b'nei Yisrael avonos kol hashana, all year long we're doing wrong things. And one day a year you give them kapara. Yom hazeh, yom kippur, mechaper, how could that make sense? Amnam Hashem is baruch responds back, b'rov chazdo, milam meid aleinu to teach us, zuchus. Meshivo halo ra, don't you see? Ech shetzadikim heima, look at the great people they are. Kol kispam, all the money they've attained, amassed, v'yigim, all their efforts, shemilavin lacherim, they lend money. And kashir bosh nasa shmita, when shmita comes, lishpatim achavos, they don't pay, they lose out their debts. Now forget Prisbol, don't ask questions about Prisbol, it's a different story. But without Prisbol, a person lends money, and he knows if shmita comes, he's not going to get that money back. But they lend money anyways. V'yafal pikein, einam noalim delas b'fnei alovin. They don't lock the doors to those who need the money. V'malavin tamir, they're constantly borrowing and lending money, lending and helping each other out. Even though they know they're going to lose out on the money. V'kevin shehem malavin mishamtin kispeim bavur ritzoni. Since my children are lending money and they're giving up with their chovos, they're mishamet their chovos. Kein gam ani, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani eshamet avonosem. I'm going to wipe away their sins. They wiped away their chovos. I'm wiping away Klai Yisrael's chovos b'mida k'negimida. And he's a beautiful taitch to the pasuk here. The next paragraph, Akach mazia kosav v'omid. The pasuk says in Re'eh, He shamer lecha pen yeh davar im levavcha. Don't think in your heart, b'liyal lemar to say, kirva shnasa sheva shnasa smita. The street is coming. V'ra inecha be'achecha ha'evyon. I'm not going to help my poor friend. I'm going to lose the money. Lo sitein lo, I won't give him. If you're going to think that, kara lecha Hashem. He's going to call out to Hashem. So he asks the question, who's calling out to Hashem? Pashup Shad is the Evyon, but he asks, who's calling out to Hashem? And Hayab Bachait, why does it tell us that it's a sin? Of course it's a sin. If you do something against the Torah, of course Hayab Bachait. If you steal, Hayab Bachait. Michal Shabbos, Michal Hayab Bachait. Why does the Dafka say here Hayab Bachait? So says the Yiddish Kaddish. She says as follows, who's calling out to Hashem? The Satan's calling out to Hashem. He's the one who's Karalecha El Hashem. He's calling out. You see, your tzaddikim are not lending money. They're scared of Shmita's Ksafim. They're not lending any money. So then you look at the next side of the page, and our response is, Hainu b'chachet, hainu shakoymosa shana. That's his kitrug. His kitrug is, the entire year of your chataim won't be mishame because they're not lending money. So if you're not going to lend money because you're scared of Shmita's Ksafim, says Hashem, I'm not going to be mishame, you're avonos. But if you do lend money, and you're not concerned of losing out on those chovos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I too will be meshamet on your chovos. So this is a beautiful idea. Again, how Prisbul works in, I'm not sure. There's some ideas, but leaving aside Prisbul, this was the message of the Yid HaKadosh. Okay, now page 5 now. So last night, I have a friend of mine, Rabbi Ari Mirzoff. He's a Rebbe down in Katz High School in Boca. And he brought me a sefer. Rabbi Baruch Simon just came out with a new sefer on Yom Kippur. So I had a chance to read it on the plane. So I came across a couple of beautiful pieces to share with you. So look at number 5, Imre Baruch. He quotes in the Chassam Sofer in the bottom here. An incredible idea. So he says that, let's read the whole thing. Kosev Chassam Sofer. Amar o lemana chavirai adebra nal shalom bach, that my brother, my friend, I will speak in peace with you. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kore liyisol achim v'reim. Hashem refers to Am Yisrael as brothers, as friends. Ha'inyan, says the Chassam Sofer, the idea behind this is, Ki im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeh b'yom ha-kippurim imanu b'b'chines melech. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act to us as a king, kosher l'chaper avonos bli onesh v'yisrim. It's almost impossible that we're going to escape this day without punishment and any type of difficulties. Ki melech einu mochel ha-kvod l'mardav. He's not going to be mochel on his kavod if someone disrespected him. Achu imanu b'b'chines av imbanav. But if he's going to treat us as a father does to a son, O Achim Virem, or brothers and friends, Shechatu Zelzeh, that they did harm to each other. Al Kol Pisham Tichase Ava, that with all that, then in the end of the day, there's some love that's there. Al Kain, Im Adam, Shav Me'averos, Shem Bein Adam Lamakum, a person does tshuva from his sins towards Hashem. Velo Bein Adam L'chaver, but he does not do tshuva to his neighbors, to his friends, to his spouse. Al Karchach Yomer Mashe Beini L'chaveri, Einu Choshesh. I don't care what I did to that guy. I don't care what I said. I care about my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If a guy thinks that way, Achmasha Beinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Melech Malchayim Lachim. If you don't treat them like your brother, like your friend, so then it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to act as a king. Hashem only acts as our father if we actually treat each other like brothers. If we don't treat each other like brothers, then Hashem treats us as a king. So Im Kain, he's going to treat us like a melech. Bechinas melech, Einu Mocha, Hashem won't give us forgiveness. El Bechinas Av or Reya. Vim Einat HaMochel Leveina Reyecha. If you're not going to be mochel between you and your friend, O Bnei Bnei Secha, Gam Eini Mochelach, I won't give you mechila either. Al Kain, Hu Chrachnu Lasum Shalom, Beinenu Hayom Hazeh. So in order to get full kapara, in order to forget our Kadosh Baruch Hu to treat us like a father, we have to treat each other like friends, like brothers. Once you've accomplished that, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, then our Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Bein Adam Malchum, will be an Av, and Av will be Mocha without any ownership, without any Yusurim. And this is a beautiful piece from the Chasam Sofer. Next piece, number 6. I think we'll be fine with time, guys. We're okay. Number 6 here, also another beautiful piece, a similar point, the similar idea. Number 6, there should be 2. 1-6 and 1-6 continued. I think I'm missing the regular 6. No, that was when I read about the Simanim. Okay. The Simanim. I'm missing. Back before I took the original. Okay, thank you. So this is number 6 here, again from the Imei Baruch, another gem I got on the plane here. Okay. So he quotes from the Sefer Eretz Tzvi on the bottom. You know, there's a halacha that you have to bring Ketores every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was ground finely. But there's a special lach on Erev Yom Kippur that they would grind it even finer and bring that Ketores Dakim in Adaka, it's called. So he has a beautiful pshat here. He says, it says, Berev Yom HaKippurim, the underline there, Hayu machnisin es haKetores oda pam l'machteshes. We bring it to be reground. Kedei shetei Dakim in Adaka. So it's super fine. It's very, very fine. Ketisha es haKetores, the idea of crushing the spices, he remes al hischabrus yisrael yachad. It's a reference, it's a symbol of the companionship and the union between Am Yisrael. Ve'afilu im ha'pchusim shebe Yisrael, even if the less or least, the lowest Jews, yischabru b'lev shalom, even if they want to connect as well, they really want to be part of us, even though they may not be doing the same type of practice that we're doing. Yesh b'zeh har be'tov machmas chelek ha'tov shebehem. There's plenty of good, there's plenty of space for them to join us. Akarchach, it's well known for the Gemara, the Chelvona she hayisa besoch haktores, the Chelvona was also there, which was a bad smell, and it represents the poshe Yisrael. Everybody's included in the Ketores. Hine, so now what's the idea of the double grinding, the second dakum nadakum? So he says, there's a machlokus in general, when it comes to yesh plukso bekemach, when it comes to flour, im choshev lach balach shemisarev yafe erlo. The discussion, we know liquids, you mix liquids together, it's going to mix well. The liquids become one. When it comes to flour or any other type of spice, it won't mix. Some say it will mix like liquid. Others will say, no, it doesn't mix quite like liquid. It doesn't move as well as liquid. They don't join. That machlokas, how much do they join together? That's a machlokas in general. Now look what he says on the other side of the page. Al kopan. Nevertheless, even though there's a machlokas, whether kemach mixes well together or doesn't mix well together, but nilmad hadavar bar, we could say something very clear. The chol shenitchan kemach dach biyoser. The more you grind the spices, the more you grind it, that will certainly, the closer it gets to liquid, the better it will be to mix together. Domehu yoser lelach balach. The more ground it is, the more similar to liquid it is. The yesh bila, there'll be a uniform type of mixture. The chain beketoris. Kol shenitchan yoser chazak misarv yoser. You want to grind it more and more, it's going to mix better. They're going to become its greater schabrus. We grind the Ketores of Yom Kippur, Pam no sefes, Dakim nandaka, one extra time before we start Yom Kippur. Why? Kedei lahoros bezet, to teach you. The afmi sheyesh ba'avas Yisrael kol shana, you might have great love for your friends, for your Jew, for your neighbors, all the Jews. Lo taspik ze afilu Yom Kippur. It's not enough. Take it one step further. El b'yom ze Yosef ometz ve'oz, add one more strong push. You might be a great person, a great Jew, but take it one step further. Have one machshava, one nice deed to your neighbors, to your friends, adak min adaka, because that will allow a greater schabris. V'yarchik melibo kol nidnutzina v'tarumos. Remove all types of hate, any type of complaint you have, And therefore, that great leads to a greater schabros, and that's the idea, that's the remez of the ktoris, that's daka min hadaka. Okay, we're moving through Yom Kippur now, let's go to Motzi Yom Kippur. Number 7, Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok writes here, this page looks like this, it's just, I didn't have the original source, from Bar Ilan. He quotes from Koheles Rabbah, that b'chol Motzi Yom Kippur, bas kol yotes v'omers, leich achol b'simcha lachmecha, v'shasa b'lev tov yeinecha. The heavenly voice goes out, and Yom Kippur's over. Go out and eat. Go out and celebrate. Go out and have some wine. Ki chvar ratza Hashem es maasech. Hashem already has been appeased, and He forgave you for all your sins. Ukemokin b'matzah Shabbos Kodesh, yotzei bas kol kazeh. There's also a similar heavenly voice that comes out each Motzei Shabbos. Ki asuda haya merameis k'mosudis m'lav malka shematzah Shabbos. There's a parallel between the meal after Yom Kippur and the meal every Motzei Shabbos. What's that comparison? What is Mlav Malka? It's a very strange Suda. It's a very strange celebration. We're happy. Shabbos is over. We could turn on our phones, check the news. That's what we're happy about. The Gemara says, Yinafesh means, Voy of the Nefesh as a Neshama Yisera. We're in a shock now because we lost a Neshama Yisera. According to some, we smell the Basabim to wake us up. So that calls for a celebration of Mlav Malka Suda. Shemati heard Madmore. Shamar b'shem Rav Agona, Ripazner Zetzal, Shebechol Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Yored Me'igurama Lebirat Amikta. Every Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, we fall from the highest roof to the lowest pit. A big drop. Achein HaSuda, who Ke'ein, what's the idea of the Suda? We're not celebrating the drop. The celebration is like what Shlomo Melch celebrated. She'osen Suda Legomer Shel Torah, is a celebration for the completion of the Torah. The Shlomo HaMelech mitzad shezach lechachma, Shlomo HaMelech had acquired so much wisdom. Lakadusha asasuda, he celebrated his acquisition, his achievements in learning. Kamokim Shabbos nasa kol tov meod. Shabbos was a wonderful Shabbos. We enjoyed it. We kept Shabbos. We kept the mitzvahs. We didn't do any of the averos. Hakol tov meod. V'yisol miskadshim b'shar shakadusha. We attained some level of kadusha. Shemitzad Hashem Yisbarach. He gave us some of his kadusha. Take of Acha Shabbos. We're happy. Shabbos over. We'll be able to garner something from Shabbos. And the Sudas Ma'amak is a celebration that we took something away from Shabbos. Shehichnis Osanu L'Kedushas Yisbarach. That somehow, Kadosh Baruch, we entered into His Kedusha. Shemo B'Shlemus in a proper way, in a complete way. Kamo Kein so too. When it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, so this is again a simple Psha. You're just connecting it a little bit further to Motzei Shabbos. Why are we celebrating? What's the Suda? Sheneskaper lanu ha'avonos, that we are forgiven. V'naseinu bria chadash, we're brand new, menukim, completely clean, wiped away from any sin. Mikol avonu pesha anachnu osim, gam kinesuda ki anachnu smechem b'kedusha zu. We're not happy that Yom Kippur is over. We're happy that we walked away with a slicha mechila. Many people run to eat the Suda to just to eat something because they're hungry, but it's supposed to be like a real Suda. This should be a tablecloth, it should be plates and silverware. Now, if your wife doesn't want to do that, it's another story. You want to stress, Shalom Bayis is more important, but I have chicken. This is brought down in post, you have chicken. It should be fleishiks, chicken, if you could handle that. I like fleishiks even after every tinus, in general, just other than Tisha B'Av, I can't. Other than that, I happen to like fleishiks. But
Yeah.
It's brought down by to have dafka chicken. There's a beginning to have chicken. Yeah, but again, don't make a whole tumult in the house if that's not if that's going to make it a whole issue. But there's such a thing. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not just a breakfast. The Sudas Mitzvah that we're celebrating the Slicha Mechila. The Sudas Motzei Shabbos, which is called Sudas David HaMelech, Machmashu Hekim Olav Shel Tshuva, that he also David represents doing tshuva. Shafila Achar Kilkel Yachal Adam Leskar Vatzmo. Look, a person could do terrible things in this world, and yet still, Kadosh Baruch Hu always leaves a Pesach, the Delos, the door open to do tshuva. Not because we're breaking the fast. That's also important. We need to be healthy and strong, but the real reason is because we're celebrating the Slicha u'mechila. Okay, look at the next one, Shemesh Shmuel. It does not have a number on it, but this is number 8, if you're keeping count. Shemesh Shmuel. This I heard from Rav Shai Shecht a few years ago. He shared this with me, a beautiful idea of Shemesh Shmuel, that we're moving on to Sukkos now. Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos. So he asks a question. The different practices every year, people even in this room ask the same question. I don't remember from your idea. That's why the question is asked. It's Shabbos Chol Moed, Pesach, and Sukkos. And they asked the question to Rebbe, should we be saying Shalom Aleichem or not Shalom Aleichem? That's a question always. My house, every single year, my father always asked the question, do we say Shalom Aleichem or not? I just, I don't know, your menhagim, what did your father do? He didn't have his menhagim. So every year, people ask the question, and the different menhagim. Reweimer usually answers based on where you're from. If you're Hungarian, you should be saying, I don't know what he says, but if you're Sephardi, what?
He says it quietly.
Okay. So the Shem of Shmuel, his Masar was not to say it at all. So he wanted to know, why don't we say, why didn't he say Shalom Aleichem on Sukkot, Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot? So look what he answers, something really, really powerful. Yesh li ten tam madua. Ein anu omrim Shalom Aleichem bilel Shabbos Kodesh b'chol Moed Sukkot. Why not? Why don't we say Shalom Aleichem? So he says, Shalom Aleichem malachi ha-shalim, Shalom, shem malachim ha-melavin es neshama ha-yisayra min ha-olam ha-elyon. That they're the ones who they're the conduit for the neshama yisayra down into this world. V'hem mosin osa l'malachim ha-melavin es adam. And they hand that neshama yisayra to the angels that escort us down in this world. They're the conduit. V'tam tzorach ha-melachim. Why do you need malachim? Why can't it be placed in us directly? Mipnei shel rochek malas ha-neshama ba-olam ha-elyon. Lumas ha'adam, because the distinction between us and the neshama is such a great discrepancy. Shubalm hazer, we're in this world, we're in Gashmias. Tzuchen lem tzom, we need some type of middle. We need a conduit of some sort. And that's the role of malachim. Hinei besukis she Yisrael yoshim b'tzala demnusa, we're sitting in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and under his watch. And the sukkah is the gematria of Havaya Adnus, the Yudke Vavke plus Adnus, is 91. That's a gematria of sukkah. It's a big gematria of many things. It's Makefes Osam. It's going to surround us. We're protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu and Nishem Os Hashem, whatever that means. Harei Michitzasam Lifnim Mimalachei Asharis. When sitting in the sukkah, we're actually in a higher place spiritually than where the Malachim could go. There's a certain place Malachim can't get to. It's also based on the Pasuk in Hazinu coming up in a couple weeks. It's, let me see, I can figure this out quickly. Hold on a second. There's a Pasuk that says, Ruata ki ani Hashem v'ein Elokim imadi. That pasuk, there are, I think, 955 psukim in all of Sefer Devarim. The gematria of Hashemaima, Hadin Hashemaima, Hashemaim, the mem is not 40, and the mem is actually going to be 600. So it ends up being 955. The Gra writes, Hashemaim refers to this 955 rikim in the Shemaim. And each pasuk of Devarim, we're climbing another rikim. 955 Shemaim, that's the amount of psukim in Sefer Devarim. The 901st pasuk, the last 55 pasukim, are the areas where the malachim can't get to. That is an area that so Hashem ein elkim imadi, nothing other than me. I'm the only one here. Malachim are left behind. So just like that's true in terms of rikim, so also in terms of the sukkah as well. The sukkah is a place that we're sitting in the sukkah. That's why the shpizim come. It's Gan Eden. The shpizim, where are they? They're in Gan Eden. So our sukkah turns into this place of Gan Eden, where malachim don't come, but the great tzaddikim were able to surpass the levels of malachim, so we don't need a middleman. We don't need to welcome the Shalom Aleichem. The malachim are not invited here. They stay outside. We are in a higher place than the malachim. Uchadug mazu, hi ha-sukkah, that's where the sukkah is. That place where they can't come. Va'ushpizin im Yisrael b'sukkah shemalas Yisrael az gavoa imalchei ha-shalim. That we're higher than malachim. We're in a place, at least, that's higher than malachim. Ve'enim nitzachim lemtzom. We don't need any conduits, any middlemen, any brokers to help get us to that place of the neshama Yisrael.
What about Pesach?
So he doesn't mention Pesach. But Pesach, maybe there would be an issue. Maybe we need Melachim there in terms of this idea. Yeah, very good. Okay, now we're up to the Kliyakar. Okay, I'm missing some of the Kliyakar here. I'll need one more piece. That's the last piece. I'm sorry, guys. Next time I got to come more prepared. I think I'll give it to you afterwards. I'll come more prepared next time.
No copy machines on the plane?
Not yet, but in the lounge they did have, actually. I was tempted to use it. I need one more. This should be one more of this Kliyakar, I think.
It's
the third page, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, there's one more here. Thanks. Sorry. Those listening, I apologize also for breaking it up. Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so if you have it, this is about Hakel. So I'll say this one outside, it's pretty long, but it's a Hakel. This year, there's a mitzvah of Hakel. Had there been a base of Mikdash, we would have Hakel. Hakel is when the first day Chol Moed Sukkis, that they would build a bima, the king would stand up on the bima, and he'd call out and read from parts of the Sefer Devarim, and it's once a year, the year after Shemitah, which would be this year. If Mitzvah Hashem, we have a base of Mikdash, we could make this mitzvah. Now, if we don't, then it's there's nothing to do. They'll have some zecher in the, by the kosel, but nothing more than that. So the Hakel, the Pasuk tells us you have to bring everyone, men, women, and taf, little children. And the simple understanding of taf is referring to children who didn't reach the age of chinuch, like newborns. So asks the Kliyaker, why are you schlepping a newborn to the Haka? What's the purpose? And the Gemara says, schar l'mivyeim. They give schar to those who are schlepping. So the Kliyaker says, so why not have them bring rocks? Bring rocks. Why are you schlepping a baby? The baby is much more comfortable at home with his mother. And schlep rocks. Why are you bringing a taf for? So he goes on to a whole idea. It's again long. It's a simple read. Follow the underlines on your own if you want. But he talks about that the whole idea of Hakel is a time of tshuva. It's a time of tshuva that the Medrash talks about. Yom Rishon Shel Sukkos is called the Rishon of Cheshbon Avonos, the first time you're sinning. Why is that? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during our Sefer Tshuva, it's giving us tshuva. All the Yechidim, we could do tshuva. The whole year it's hard for Yachid to do tshuva. You need a Tzibur to do tshuva. Sefer Tshuva, even a Yachid could do tshuva. So we're doing good things during our Sefer Tshuva, hopefully. From Yom Kippur to Sukkos, we're very busy, hopefully. Buying Dalminim, building Sukkos, there's no time to do Averis. Finally, you sit down after 15 days into Rosh Hashanah, into Tishrei. You sit down, you have your first meal, he starts being Lashon Hara. Whatever you're doing wrong, you're doing things wrong. That's the first day of sin. It's not a very exciting way to call Sukkos, but Yom Rishon Shel Avonos L'maisa, that's what we're going to do. So, therefore, we need an extra element of tshuva. Has Haka help us with tshuva? Because when it comes to Aguda Achas, when we come together as a Yachid, it's hard for us to do tshuva if it's not Aseres Metshuva. We come as a tzibur, we come by Aguda Achas, like the Dal Minim, together, we could do tshuva that way. So he says a beautiful idea. If you just look at the last page, I just jumped to the punchline there. This is a beautiful thing to see inside. It's Vizeo She'amru. If you're following inside, probably not because I'm very confusing about where to find it, but it looks like this page here. It's underlined Vizeo She'amru. Halfway down the page, it says, Anashim Lomo, the men came to learn. Netaf came lama mevir barn litain schad mivayim to give schar to the parents who are schlepping the newborns. Ki bizman she Yisrael osin tshuva. When we do tshuva, az mevakshim tachanunim ilfanav yisbarach al mechias avon. We ask Hashem to forgive us. V'yom when we say im lo lima'aneinu yaseh. If you're not going to do it for our sake, azayas b'shil gemulei chalav shelo pashu. Do it for their sake. What did the newborn do? He did nothing wrong. The 1-year-old, the 2-year-old, they did nothing wrong. The nusach of Avinu Malkeinu we say. Have a rachmanas, compassion for us, if not for us, for the little kids, the little boys, the little girls. For those who are nursing. What do they do wrong? Nothing. So protect them, protect the parents. And that's what it means that the schar, niten mevayim minatav, that by us bringing them, look at our children, that in turn will give us schar in terms of a full slicha u'mechil. And that's his understanding of the nature of the mitzvah of Hakel. It's an aguda achas for an opportunity of tshuva. And the final one we have, I think number 10, if we're following along, number 10 is, should be a Beis Avram from Slonim. Do we have that anywhere? I really apologize about this, guys. Okay, here we go. I'll get back to you. Fine, extra. Thank you. The Beis Avram from Slonim. In Parshas Vayakel, he points out that the gematria of Mikvah and Vayakel is the same gematria. It's 151. So what's the connection of a Vayakel gathering together in Mikvah? Mikvah, Yisrael, and Hashem. These three items, three things. Heim shlosha inyanim hametarin es ha'ishihudi. These are three ways, three avenues of becoming tahor. Mikvah metaharas es tmem. Something goes in, he comes up, he's tahor. Yisrael, how does Yisrael create tahara? Hainu mashakola es atmo im ha'yehudim v'shabes achim gam yachad. V'shabes achim gam yachad. You sit together, divuk haverim, you sit as one, that brings tahara as well. That's Metara Setmeh. And Lamala Mikolze, the highest form, the highest avenue of Kedusha and Tara is Hashem himself. HaMetara Setmeh, HaDvukim Elav, those who cling, those who connect to Hashem, he provides Tara as well. But he focuses on the Mikvah element, Vayakil Mikvah, those two connections of gathering together as an Am and Mikvah, he says a beautiful idea. Kamosha Mikvah Enob Metaharis Elim Kain Hamayim Olim Ala Rosho. The only way it works is if you go below the water and the water goes above your head. So to Kamoke Nisro. Hatara hirakim mashpil umachnia es atmo keneged kulam. The only way it works is not to just sit around with a friend, but to machnia yourself, to humble yourself, to lower yourself. V'yadua ki kulam chashum v'olum olav, to think that everyone's better than me. I'm not the smartest guy here. I'm not the greatest guy here. I'm not the fastest, strongest. We're all together. I'm actually the weakest guy. I'm the slowest one here. And that way you lower yourself below the water, if you will. That brings the tara through klaiso. The greater the tara that we get from that achdus, from that humility from each other, more so than the mikvah itself. A guy could dip in, but he got all the averus. He thinks he's a great guy. He's a bal gaiva, a bal taiva. A guy who lowers himself in the presence of his friend, that guy can't have a sheresh biyado. He's too humble. He's below everybody else. If you have bad midos, that prevents you from machnir yourself. But if you are machnir yourself, it's a simon that you got midos tovos and nothing better than that. And that's the best way to come into Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, with that level of achdus, to go below the water, dip below the mikvah, in order to get the pure, the complete slicha u'mechila. Okay, we got it on. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone.